the perfect storm. Good evening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of the show. Welcome, Outcast. As I reviewed the issues and stories and news headlines of the day, I came to the conclusion there's really nothing I want to talk about tonight in particular. So I've decided to actually read you a little bit from the book, because it is complete, unabridged, expanded, whatever term you want to use, but it's a lot thicker than it was. Of course, I'm talking about the book Morningstar's Tale, available at Amazon, the new and expanded version, 53 additional pages, talking about transhumanism and the vaccines. You can have your way with it at MorningstarsTale.com. The complete book is there at the website. If you want a hard copy, go to MorningstarsTale.com, get it through Amazon. And again, if you go to the website, MorningstarsTale, that's where you'll find the complete book and this additional little excerpt, part of the 53-page addendum. As I mentioned, the new version has a lot to do with transhumanism, and here's a little snippet for you. You have to keep in mind that even though I wrote the book, it is narrated by Lucifer, who is known as Morningstar and the Lightbearer. He hates human beings, and he calls them images instead of people, man or woman, because man was made in God's image, and it is part of his jealousy that because man was made in God's image, man has the option of salvation through Jesus Christ. Because he is only an angel, an archangel, and he rebelled, redemption is not an option for him or the third of the angels and the 200 watchers that rebelled against God. So just keep that in mind. He enjoys calling human beings images. Here's a little snippet. The Luciferian elite intend on hacking billions of images in order to control every aspect of their lives. Technocrats believe images are not made of a soul, spirit, and body, but are merely hackable animals. Their goal is to re-engineer life by utilizing science to replace evolution by natural selection with evolution by the intelligent design of man, not the Ancient of Days. Once an image is hackable, the ownership of the DNA will become an open debate. If the corporation who morphed the DNA has their stamp on the new hybrid DNA, then they have the right to legally challenge ownership of the image. When viewed as an animal and not made in his image, the option of free will is negated and subject to the dictates of the corporation. Every emotion, thought, and intent of an image would be monitored, correlated into a social credit score, and stored in the vaccine passport. The Internet of Things will merge with the Internet of Bodies. One example is the advent of the digital pills, which use ingestible mini-sensors to activate once in the image's stomach. Another is an internet-connected artificial pancreas created to deliver insulin automatically. Consider the following scenario. Indulge me. The molecular structure of graphene is in the shape of the Star of David's hexagon. It's a hexagonal symbol, the symbol of Israel, also known as the Seal of Solomon. The signet ring associated with King Solomon, mysticism, and Jewish Islamic occultism. Graphene oxide nanoparticles have sharp edges capable of cutting blood vessels on a microscopic level and is the lightest material on Earth, measuring one atom. The strongest compound ever discovered. Best conductor of heat and electricity at room temperature. Graphene contains a capacity for ultra-wide bandwidth, giving it the ability to connect humans to an electromagnetic grid and the Internet of Things. The alleged graphene oxide contained in the jab and the Bitcoin blockchain both have a hexagonal shape. Has anyone given consideration to the idea that perhaps the injections are constructing a blockchain transmitter in the body? And what if the sea firmament dome contained graphene oxide and were to be utilized as a massive transmitter for Project Bluebeam in order to telepathically communicate to those who've received the graphene oxide injection? While you're unpacking that question, let's begin with the dome, which separates our current residence in the third dimension of the first heaven and the fourth dimension of the second heaven, located above the dome. As stated in the book of Genesis, God separated the waters from above and the waters below. Genesis chapter 1, verse 6, then God said, "Let there be a space between the waters to separate the waters of heaven from the waters of earth." Yes, there is a massive ocean above us, and the water is prevented from cascading down by a barrier known as the sea firmament dome. Although the debate over the composition of the dome continues, both sides can agree whatever material the dome is made of, it must be incredibly strong to contain such a massive ocean. Ironically, the strongest material presently known to man is graphene. Graphene is known for its other earthly properties. Consider that graphene is 200 times stronger than steel, a million times thinner than a human hair, and has a two-dimensional shape of a single atom. Extracted from a layer of graphite, the same material found in a pencil, graphene is electron active, giving it an uncanny capacity for conductivity. Graphene's hexagonal honeycomb shape resembles chicken wire, but has a symbiotic connection to the physical construct of man, as both have the same carbon atomic composition of 6 protons, 6 neutrons, and 6 electrons. 666, the number of man. Revelation 13, verse 18 states that if one is wise and has an understanding to count the number of the beast, which is also the number of man, the number comes to 666. If the injection does indeed contain graphene oxide, it would require fuel to begin the process of self-replication in order to construct an internal hybrid antenna. By harvesting the plentiful supply of iron oxide in the hemoglobin of the blood, the nanobots could begin constructing a synthetic antenna. Think of it this way. A radio station transmitter sends invisible vibrational waves to a radio antenna capable of receiving the signal and converting the waves through a radio receiver into a speaker, which creates a sound wave perceivable to the human ear. In a similar fashion, utilizing graphene's firmament dome, the sea firmament dome, if it is indeed made of graphene, could be used as a transmitter in concert with localized 5 or 6G. A frequency command, impression, or visual hallucination could conceivably be transmitted to the antenna embedded in the human body. Since the soul, which is the mind, will, and emotions, are also contained within the body's shell, both the soul and the body would be vulnerable to the vibrational signals capable of creating a holographic fictional reality. If true, then the injected are in the process of being uploaded with a dormant synthetic self-assembling operating system, which could function in the future as the software for the Mark of the Beast. However, the Luciferian elite would first have to build out and transform images into hybrid blockchain receivers and transmitters capable of functioning as a digital conduit of cryptocurrency financial transactions. Hydrogel is made of graphene oxide. These nanoparticles, or little robots, are the size of atoms. Currently, there are 33 different classes of nanobots. Hydrogel is a permanent chip, like a soft contact lens which connects humans to the cloud. The chip, about the size of a grain of rice, provides feedback to a database on changes in body chemistry and other biometrics, including human emotions. Hydrogel is microscopic robot nanotechnology having the ability to disassemble or reassemble, ultimately connecting to AI and the Internet of Things. It's actually quite simple. The Luciferian elite want to download a software system into everybody and then hook them up to the cloud. Use the boogeyman virus to keep the updates coming and get a backdoor into your mind. Now, combine the aforementioned technology with Project Bluebeam, and you have a recipe for the great deception known as disclosure. Project Bluebeam is the grand Luciferian production where the world is introduced to their alien overlords who created us thousands of years ago via panspermia. And at the exact time when mankind is on the precipice of destroying civilization, these benevolent engineers, aka dark angels and demons, have arrived to bring peace, introduce revolutionary technologies in the age of Aquarius, a Luciferian technocratic utopia where you'll own nothing and be happy about it. At the 3.5-year point of the final 7-year tribulation, the statue is brought to life by the false prophet. The statue demands to be worshipped by everyone and to receive the mark of the beast. Once someone worships the beast by accepting the mark on their right hand or forehead, allegiance is validated and the hibernated operating system within that person is activated by the statue. Free will is then terminated and the satanically possessed mind will now sync up with the beast hive mind. Follow the money. There are over $400 trillion in fiat currency floating around, and it needs to go somewhere. Without all of that fake money chasing real tangible products, the Luciferian elite need to create an all-digital system with crypto bank currencies under the lie of giving the poor access to bank accounts and easy pay systems. The entire world currency system could be streamlined into a one-world digital currency pegged to a crypto blockchain. When the Luciferian elite bankers decide to shut down all digital bank accounts, they'll announce everyone will not receive crypto and a basic universal income unless you play ball. It's all contingent on your injection compliance and acceptable social credit score. Now, imagine merging crypto blockchain to an implanted mind chip. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. In essence, transhumanists are trying to bypass the wages of sin and create their own version of eternal life separate from God, which leads us to another intriguing scripture. Revelation chapter 9, verses 5 and 6. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented for 5 months, and their torment was the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death and not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. The ancient astronaut agenda postulates intelligent extraterrestrial beings visited Earth and interacted with images in prehistoric times. It is believed their interaction with man influenced the development of modern technology. Further, these ancient astronauts were considered gods or deities possessing intelligence far beyond human scope. Finally, I will promote the merging of the ancient astronaut agenda with the deception of panspermia, a modern evolutionary theory which postulates life on Earth originated from microorganisms or chemical precursors of life present in outer space and able to interact and initiate life on reaching a suitable environment. Quite the hoax. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11, and for this cause God shall send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie. And when it comes to a delusion, it's hard to imagine a stronger one than fallen angels convincing every image that they are the gods who created man millions of years ago and have returned in a time of great turmoil when a new virus with no cure ravishes the world. Vaccines are no match for this super strain killer. At the moment of complete hopelessness and desperation, the fallen angels, disguised as angels of light,
appear on the world stage. While the shock of not being alone has barely settled in, a solution is offered by our newfound saviors. The angels of light explain, because they are not of this earthly realm, their DNA is not susceptible to the virus. A solution is then freely offered to anyone wishing to become immune. One final vaccine containing the DNA of angels to merge with the DNA of man. Not just an instant cure to the deadly pandemic, but an upgrade in intelligence and a life extension of at least 500 years. Jesus said in Matthew 24:37, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. Even the Pope has gone on the record stating he would be willing to baptize aliens if they came to the Vatican. Once the great delusion is revealed, the interdimensional entities could ask the Pope if he would baptize them into the Babylonian Roman Catholic Church. When Jesus Christ came to earth as a hybrid God image, he carried a unique DNA construct qualifying him to pay the penalty for the wages of sin committed by images. Yet when I and a third of the angels rebelled against the Ancient of Days, judgment was set in stone and redemption was never a consideration. Doesn't seem equitable now, does it? For over 500 years, I have propagated the false narrative of planet Earth from kindergarten to college. Global brainwashing has been reinforced by UN, evolutionists, religious institutions, the media, the scientific community. Belief in a spinning ball traveling through a black void of endless space has produced a nihilistic, cynical society, devoid of love, obsessed with materialism, and indifferent to the Ancient of Days. The heliocentric theory kills purpose while reinforcing a sense of hopelessness. However, the geocentric theory is an evolutionary impossibility which cannot be intellectualized, a revolutionary childlike belief igniting the fuel of faith into an unquenchable fire. That which cannot be quantified into a box of space and time is the substance of God. Belief in the flat earth compels an atheist to admit and acknowledge intelligent design created by an omnipotent being who controls the unfathomable. A proud intellect will never accept the geocentric theory. It's a slap in evolution's face. The illusion of a round earth remains my second favorite lie. Of course, it will never equal Genesis chapter 3, verse 5. God knows that your eyes will be opened as soon as you eat it, and you'll be like God. I must admit, a true masterpiece. And that is how the book wraps up. Again, if you want to get it, that's cool. But really, the only request I have is if you are interested, go to morningstarstale.com, copy, and send to anyone you like. Realize that some people are going to get mad. Okay, most people are going to get mad. So don't even send an explanation. Just send people the book. See what happens. I'd be curious to get a report. Coming up next, we're going to talk about Alec Baldwin. I know that's a bit of a leap, but apparently, you know, in spite of what's occurred in the last 12 months with the shooting, he has a lot of children. I mean, a lot of children. We'll find out what that's all about. My special guest coming up next, Alec Baldwin, The Perfect Storm.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Feel bad for Phil Collins. He just wrapped up his final tour. Such bad shape, he had to sit down the entire time. And then he marries this woman who took him for millions of dollars, put out security that wouldn't let him go in his own house. He owned a house in Miami. She took that. I think one of his wives, he paid $40 million. Don't get married. Don't be stupid. I mean, is it really worth that convulsion for 20 seconds? Really? Duh. It's very close to duh. Speaking of procreating, Alec Baldwin responds to people asking why he keeps having children. Alec Baldwin finally clarified why he and wife Hilaria Baldwin keep on popping out kids because they love it. The 30 Rock alum posted a video to Instagram Thursday of his daughter, Maria Luca, cooing and showing off her two front teeth that came in, writing, "People ask why. Why is that? I'm Tucker Roney. Did you ever wonder why? First it was Andy Roney, and then it was Tucker Carlson. So as soon as I die, it seems that Tucker Carlson became me. Why is that?" The Baldwin shocked fans and followers last month when Hilaria, who was born in Boston, in the Spanish part, with the name Hillary, yeah, I'd go with Hilaria, announced she's pregnant with their seventh child together. Why would a man who's in his 60s have seven children? Alec Baldwin is 64 and Hilaria is 38. They have seven children together. Oh, I'm sorry, six. She's pregnant with the seven. Why is that? Does he really like to noodle that much? I'm the same age. I don't even think about sex.
Neither do I.
I'm the same age as Alec Baldwin. I'm 64.
Soon to be 65.
Excuse me. Oh, look, it's Alec Baldwin. Hello, Alec. Welcome to the show. Excuse me. I am Alec Baldwin, and I want you to stop the show now.
Why?
Well, I'm just reading a story. I don't like the story, and I don't like you. You're an odorous human being.
I stink?
Odor. It's from the Post, right?
Yeah, it's from the Post.
Get rid of it. Excuse me. All right. Fine. I just find it, if I can just ask you one question. Go ahead. Okay, you're 64. She's 38. And you're about to have another kid. By the time your kids get out of diapers, you're going to be in diapers. Excuse me.
Donnie?
Yeah?
Donnie, it's your mother.
Oh, hey, I haven't had you on the show in a few weeks. How have you been?
Oh, I'm good. I heard you have Alec Baldwin on your radio broadcast tonight.
Matter of fact, I do. Would you like to say hi to him?
Excuse me. This is my segment. Oh, hi, Alec. How are you? And who are you? I'm Lee's mother. Excuse me. Why is this woman here?
That's my mom. She pops in occasionally.
Do you even know who I am? Yeah, you're the acting guy with the acting. Excuse me. Name one movie I've been in. You were in that that movie I can't remember. All right, I'll be back in a couple of weeks.
Okay, bye, Ma. The Boss Baby star is also dad to a 26-year-old daughter, Ireland Wabagordi Baldwin, who he shares with ex-wife Kim Basinger. So that's going to be eight kids. I'm looking at the photo. What are the ages? These kids are really young. Okay. Carmen is eight. She's the oldest. You have Maria Lucia, age one. Sons Raphael, six. Leonardo, five. Romeo, three. Eduardo, or Edu, one. She's 38. I don't get it. I really don't. I'm happy with the two kids I have, but they're adults. My son is only 2 years younger than Hilaria, and I'm the same age as Alec Baldwin.
Excuse me. I like intercourse, unprotected sex.
The perfect storm. Remember when I told you about the false flag operation? Remember when I told you about 5G radiation? Oh, yeah. Remember that I told you that COVID was a hoax? But I just want to say that I told you so.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
I put in for vacation at work. I was semi-successful. I tried to take off the entire month of June because I don't want to work anymore. And I'm not even getting paid. So I sent a little chatty chat to my boss, and they came back. Yeah, you're trying to take off a month? What is it you're going to do? I wrote back. I told him the truth. I'm looking for land, and I want to go into the woods. So I got 3 weeks off, pretty much. That's cool. That's enough time. I was working on the Alec Baldwin voice. It's new. I just tonight was the premiere. I know it's a little off, but I was practicing it on Stormy while I took her for a walk today. I was like, excuse me, Stormy. I don't want you to urinate every 10 feet
We're going for a walk, not a sniff. Excuse me. If we're going to poop every 10, 20 feet, that's not a walk. That's a digestive issue. Okay? Excuse me. Man, does she poop a lot? She must have took 3 dumps. It was like having Larry King on a leash. Oh, wait, he's dead. It was like having slippers on a... he's still around. Okay. Shanghai cases hit record as XI reiterates urgencies of COVID curbs. XI, that's the dude that runs the joint, right? China's financial hub, Shanghai, reported over 27,000 coronavirus cases today. One day, new high. A new high. Oh, Dave's not here, man. A day after President XI, I wonder if Elon Musk named him. A day after President XI, Jinping said the country must continue with a strict dynamic COVID clearance policy. Shanghai is battling China's worst COVID outbreak, he read, since the virus first emerged in Wuhan in late 2019. With its 25 million residents remaining largely under lockdown through restrictions, some of these restrictions apparently have eased a little bit, but wider curbs to stop the spread of the fake variant have led to logistical and supply chain disruptions. You have Shanghai residents taking to social media, screaming off of their balconies that they don't have any food, and those that do test positive are taken to summer camp. Just a preview. You have to get Shanghai more compliant. There's not enough bodies with graphene oxide in them yet. If Shanghai is and will be, my opinion, the number one smart city in the world, logically, all of the residents have to be compliant, bodily, hybridized. Is that even a word? You know what I mean. Got to get your little antenna going. So, oh, you braid runner. I know. How long has it been? About 7-8 months since Rob Skiba passed. I really do miss that guy. He's very smart. Was very smart. I was listening to one of his podcasts the other day, and he had this amazing analogy connecting the movie Rocky as an allegory of Jesus Christ. And when he got through explaining it, it made sense, and I had never heard this angle before. Let's give it a listen.
就刚刚
I didn't know Rob spoke is that Mandarin? I got no food. Oh, those are the people screaming. That is depressing. Wow. Move to the country, buddy. All right, let's give this video a listen. Again, this is Rob Skiba comparing the movie Rocky as a depiction of Christ. Go ahead, Mike.
If I could put it in modern terms, I would use the movie Rocky. Rocky is not a movie, a series, is, you know, 6 movies. It's not about boxing. Yeah, it's got boxing on there, but it's an allegory. As a filmmaker, as a writer, I know nothing makes it onto the movie screen without a lot of preparation, a lot of meetings, a lot of deliberation. Everything is very intentional, everything that ends up on the screen. First thing that comes up on the screen, you fade up from black, is a picture of Jesus. Very first shot. Rocky 1. The camera pulls back, and you see Rocky fighting Spider Rico. Notice what it says behind him. Resurrection. Right? Rocky's fighting Spider Rico. Rocky's a nobody at this point. Rocky, the Rock, right? He's fighting a nobody. But he's given the opportunity of a lifetime. He's given the opportunity to fight Apollo Creed, the heavyweight champion of the world. Who's Apollo? Apollo is Nimrod. What's Creed? Creed is the belief system of a people group. Rocky, the Rock, is given the opportunity to go against Apollo Creed, the heavyweight champion of the world, the god of this world, right? What does he do before the big fight? He walks into the ring. He surveys the ring. What does he see when he's there? He sees this picture of a giant. Apollo. He goes home, and he has his Garden of Gethsemane experience of doubt, maybe a little fear. Talks with Adrian. He gets a renewed strength, and he says, I don't care if I beat him. I just want to go the distance with Creed. Nobody has ever gone the distance with Creed. What that meant was nobody has taken, gone head-to-toe with the world heavyweight champion and stood for 15 rounds. That was his ambition. He went into the ring, took the beating of his life from the world heavyweight champion. For 15 rounds, Apollo Creed unleashed everything he had on him. But at the end of 15 rounds, Rocky was still standing. Shocked the world. Everybody freaked out. The announcers are going, Rocky, what was going through your mind? Rocky, what were you thinking? And as they're saying that, the camera cuts to Adrian coming in through the back door, making her way. And the only thing on his mind is he kept saying, Adrian! He kept calling out for his future bride. Adrian came running. Polly let her in under the ropes. She comes into the ring. The last line in the movie, she says, I love you. He says, I love you. I cry when I watch Rocky movies, right? Because I see this stuff. Mainly because of spending the time that I had in Caesarea Philippi, and I understood what Peter, I think, picked up. It's a pretty huge revelation. I can use that as a little allegory, as a word picture, to show you what I believe Yeshua was doing when he went to Caesarea Philippi. And oh, by the way, Rocky II, the Rock, goes back into the ring, right? First he gets married, and then he beats him. What's coming up next, right? From that location, Yeshua could look down to the gates of Hades and the altar of Pan, you know, the Mountain of Transfiguration, where if they use the Rocky analogy, Mickey and Polly showed up to give him a pep talk. Moses and Elijah, right? You look down to the fortress of Nimrod. It says that from that point on, after he left that, from that experience right there, it says he went preaching about his death, burial, and resurrection. And he headed straight from there to Jerusalem, where he would go 15 rounds with the devil, so to speak, and still be standing when it was over. That's why he took him to Caesarea Philippi. Because that location, remember the first prophecy in the Bible, the seed of Eve will crush the devil's head. So the attempt was made on Mount Hermon. So right before the big fight, Yeshua went to the very spot where that plan was hatched to try to prevent him from existing in the first place. He looked down and said, yeah, I got your number, Nimrod. Pan. All right, you just wait. And what's amazing is it says that he first went down, where did he go after he died? Remember? Went down into the depths of Hades. And he preached to those in prison. Horrible translation. Caruso. He heralded in victory. Tartarus to the prison of the gods. He went down there and said, you tried to stop me. I won. I'm taking the keys. And oh, by the way, I'll be back and it ain't going to be good for you. Rob paraphrase. That's what our Savior did. That excites me, man. That just charges me up. And that explains the question, who do you say that am? I believe that this revelation is something we need to get for such a time as this. What did he say? Upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it. The gates of Hades. What's a gate? Something that something goes in and out of. Something's coming back through the gates of Hades. What's the fourth horse? The fourth horseman of the apocalypse. Gray horse, pale horse. Its rider is death. What follows him? Hades. What does that mean? That means Tartarus is going to be opened up in the last days. That's Joel chapter 2. The locusts of Joel chapter 2. There's a whole bunch of people in the body of Christ out there thinking that they, and Sarah Palin's one of them, thinking that they are the Joel 2 army. I'm like, guys, read Joel chapter 2. That is not a description of believers. That is a description of the Nephilim army. It's the locusts that come out of the bottomless pit in Revelation chapter 9. The 200 million man army, they're not the Chinese, they're not the Muslims, they're not the Russians. In the description, they don't look like anything like people. The 200 million man army of Revelation are the 200 million locusts that are coming out of the gates of Hades. But if we understand this revelation, they will not overcome it. Us. But you got to understand it first. Right? You got to know what you're fighting. Right? And again, that's the whole reason for our TV series, Seed. Our stated mission statement is to plant seeds that will enable people to understand the time we're living in and to walk in the power of the kingdom that comes only through a relationship with Jesus Christ. The trick is to do that in a way that the world can receive it. Now, like I say, this makes for fantastic science fiction, the stuff I'm talking about. I happen to think it's real. And I think if we can put these images up in a compelling enough way, then we can convince other people of the truth of what's going on in these last days so they not fall prey to the coming great deception. I've got a little 2-minute trailer that I put together just to show you what Seed's all about. We didn't have the money to go shoot it in live action, so we created a concept animation just sort of as a way of showing it. The actual TV series was shot with live actors, but just for sake of illustration, we created a little 3-minute trailer.
My name is Zach Randall. Everyone thinks I'm dead, but I'm not. December of 2002, my unit was sent to Iraq, looking for weapons of mass destruction. On the night of Christmas Eve, we found one. I don't know what happened to me that night, but my quest for answers begins here.
I think that might be something the world might kind of get excited about. Yeah, well, the thing about science fiction, that's the reason why, first of all, I'm a sci-fi fan myself, but it's the preferred genre for this sort of stuff because people go into science fiction suspending their disbelief just by nature. So if you've suspended your disbelief, that means you're open to believing whatever I want to show you. And just like Yeshua did, he taught culturally relevant stories using parables, right? He taught stories about fishing and farming that illustrated kingdom principles. He didn't walk around with scrolls under his arm going, Obadiah says and Nahum says, like most Christian films do. Paul says the carnal mind cannot discern the things of the spirit because they're spiritually discerned. So what are we trying to beat people over the head with the Bible that they have no frame of mind to understand? What if we told culturally relevant stories that they can relate to and make it cool? Because usually word associations say, Christian movie. Next thing most people say is cheesy.
Yeah.
Usually. So we're trying to overcome all of that and just come at it from this angle using this material, but to use it in a way that will illustrate all the things that I've been talking about here today. So again, I thank you for joining us here. And for more information, if you want to look online, it's seedtheseries.com. There's an awful lot.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You are mean. Take a long time to go. Don't get tired of it. My family. 根治啥么呢？因为输一个人，你都不晓得这个状态到底维持到啥个辰光。侬总要把个标准，或者是讲有一个具体的说法。没，侬讲过，蒙了七天，等了屋里向，不能出门啊，不是说不能出小区啊，这不行的嘛，再弄下去出事情。
I mean, kissing cousins don't produce Goliath. They don't produce Og of Bashan, right? The only thing that explains that is something supernatural. I think if you just let the scriptures speak for themselves, they do. Now, Moses writes Nephilim. Well, you didn't get very far in the book. You're right in the very beginning of what we call the Bible, Genesis chapter 6, and he's talking about Nephilim, which presupposes that A, Moses knew what the Nephilim were, and B, so did his audience. How did they know that? They had to have gotten it from somewhere, right? They had to have an understanding of what the Nephilim were. I believe they had an understanding because of the book of Enoch, or the teachings, if they were oral at that time, passed down from Enoch a few generations prior. The Nephilim were on the earth in those days and also afterwards when the sons of God went to the daughters of humans and had children by them. They were the heroes of old, the men of renown, which we talked about at length in the previous seminar. Is there any proof that they actually existed? Yes, I believe there's plenty of proof. First of all, I just believe the scriptures, again. But you might have seen pictures like this circulating around the internet. A lot of people are saying they're frauds. They could be. I'm an expert in Photoshop. I could make things look very real and make you believe that they're real. So that could be Photoshop. But it could also be real. Because nowadays, the Smith, whenever giants are show up, Steve Quayle has done an amazing job of documenting the finds of giants. And what seems to be happening a lot in the last few centuries is the government shows up, the Smithsonian shows up, the Vatican shows up, these various organizations will show up, cleanse the area, totally, you know, discredit those guys, and destroy or hide the evidence. Fortunately, we still have a lot of well-known ancient texts that still support and show that these things actually existed at some point. And you got these cone head, these are very large skulls, and they're very interesting, they come out of Peru. And here's a look at this guy right here, standing at the Mount Blanco Fossil Museum, standing right next to a femur bone. I mean, look how big that is. Come on. Jawbone compared to a cast of a normal jawbone. You've seen this in the previous seminar. These are documented finds throughout history. This one here, a 36-footer, confirms what we were talking about the Amorites, starting about 35 feet, going 150 feet. This guy was apparently found by the Carthaginians in the 600s AD. Rockwall, Texas. Right in our back door. Rockwall, Texas. You know why it's called Rockwall, Texas? It's because back in the late 1800s, a guy was digging around, digging a foundation or something. His shovel hit some rocks, and so he's kind of digging a little more and realized that it's actually a wall. Kept digging and saw, man, this is a really long rock wall. Hence the name Rock Wall. They excavate this whole area. They found a really long rock wall that was submerged, had been buried, and they got down underneath there and they cut a hole in an area and they went in and found a dwelling place where they found a cauldron that had human skeletal remains in it. So apparently somebody, you know, was eating people, I guess.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.